Proclamation number 4922 of 28th of June, 1950. Worlds will pass away, but my word endures. Worlds will pass away, but my word will remain for eternity. And thus you humans will receive my gospel in all purity as long as you inhabit earth for the purpose of maturing the spiritual substances within you. It will always be the same word, because I will never change, and thus my word, which originates from me, cannot change either. You humans can certainly make changes yourselves, but then you will no longer live in truth, because every change of my word signifies error, and then it is no longer possible to speak of my word, which originally originated from me in all purity. That is why I have spoken the words, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will endure for eternity. Yet these words shall never mean that a change is impossible for people, for then I would have to curtail people's free will if I wanted to prevent an erroneous teaching from spreading in the world as my teaching. As long as imperfect people inhabit the earth, it will not be possible to eliminate error. But I want to help people attain perfection through truth. Thus I must again and again purify my word of what people add in their imperfection. I must illuminate the errors and shortcomings of what people offer to their fellow human beings as divine teaching. Hence I have to look for willing servants on earth who are willing to receive my word again in its original form, which is only possible through direct transmission, through an obvious manifestation of my spirit in the human being's heart. But this guarantees purest truth. 28th of the 6th, 1950, and therefore my word will always and forever sound in all purity in the hearts of a few people and be made accessible again by these few to fellow human beings who cannot receive it directly. Thus my word will not pass away as long as people are on this earth. But people will also always be presented with the educated word, which no longer has the right to be regarded as my word. For the adversary works against me, and thus he tries to enforce the pure truth with error in order to turn people away from me. And they are too ignorant to reject that word which no longer corresponds to truth. They only adhere to the word, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will remain in existence for eternity, according to which they believe they have the guarantee that the word once spoken by me cannot be altered. But as long as I leave free will to the human being, it is also possible for him to deform my pure word without me preventing him from doing so. But then it is no longer my word which is offered to you humans. But my word will flow to you again and again from the source which is inexhaustible and only contains pure truth. And anyone who is serious will always find the source and draw from it. He will not go where the water has become turbid, but refresh himself with the water of life. He will want to drink the living water, and it will also be offered to him as soon as his desire for it is serious. My word is the true water of life as soon as it has not yet become cloudy, as soon as it is clearly and purely received by people from above, imparted by me to those who present themselves to me as pure vessels so that I fill them with my grace. My word is full of strength, which, however, can never be claimed of the word which has already experienced many changes due to people's will. This word is powerless, it can be listened to and will hardly make its way into the human being's heart, it will remain without effect because it has become human work which is worthless for eternity. My word shall be drawn from the source. It shall be desired and received directly from me, and I will not withhold it from anyone. Everyone can also feel the strength in himself while people remain apathetic towards the word, which is not my but my adversary's means to push people away from me. And therefore he tries to contaminate it and mislead people because the pure truth is his downfall, which he very well recognizes. Yet I help people and guide them into the truth, because only the truth leads to me and the truth alone makes them blissfully happy. Amen.